Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, this is last but certainly not least in our series of Moms on the Move. And I saved her because, y'all, I don't know another mom that's moving as fast as me out here, but I finally found one. You hear me? Listen, I have the, you may know her as the T-shirt queen. As one of her mentors in the game has dubbed her, I call her the sublimation queen, the hobbies and habits queen. She's out here getting to the bag from the living room, guys. I have the lovely Phyllis Hunter. She was raised in Tucson, Arizona. At the age of 17, she enlisted in the U.S. Army. She spent 8 years serving her country and traveling the world. In 2010, she gave birth to her first child, her lovely son. In 2012, she moved back to Tucson, obtained her bachelor's degree in healthcare administration and business management. And in 2015, she brought forth her beautiful daughter. She spent many years working as an independent contractor, working with various companies. In 2018, she founded New Life Holdings, LLC, and beginning her journey as a business owner. In 2020, she was able to work full-time as the CEO and founder of New Life Holdings. New Life Holdings now owns New Life Apparel. Phyllis has devoted her time to teaching individuals how to start their own business from home. She has also launched her first book, Hobbies and Habits, How to Get to the Hundreds and Thousands from the Living Room, and will soon be launching her second book, Boldly Living, The Unashamed Christian's Journey to Freedom. Phyllis Hunter has a heart of giving and serving her community as a church leader to the UGF Good to Great Christians Ministry. She has continually worked and dedicated time to serve, educate, and empower individuals to live prosperity as God has called them through the marketplace. Listen, y'all. Her favorite scripture is also one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Listen, welcome, ma'am, to I Am Becoming. I'm so honored for you to join us today.
Hi, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I'm super, super excited. When you first asked me to do this, Alonda, I was just like, of course I will. Here's the thing, guys, we all have a platform, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's a video, whether it's social media, or just friends or family out in the community, we all have a voice and we're all created for greatness and we have to be able to use that. So when given the opportunity, you know, to be able to influence someone else or impact someone else, we ought to take it. So I'm happy to be here.
Listen, also to let the cat out the bag, I was honored to help you publish your first book. Whoop, whoop. It is doing major numbers. And y'all, if y'all don't have this book and you ever wanted to turn your hobby or some habits that you got that are could possibly be profitable, if you are looking for someone to teach you how to do that, she is your person. You hear me? Listen. So I want to segue into that and say, I want you to give us 5 ways to identify if you have something profitable that is maybe a hobby.
Yeah. So, okay. So when we think of hobbies, we think of something that we just genuinely like to do. We're going to do it anyways, regardless of whether somebody pays us or not. How you know you have something profitable is if someone is willing to pay you for whatever it is that you're doing, and it wasn't even your first thought. Right. So when I thought of doing, you know, t-shirts, my first thought is this is just something that I love to do. I love to take something and create something new. I love the smile that my customers feel and see on their face. So when someone offered me to pay me to make their shirts for the very first time, I was ecstatic. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, as you embark into business, as you start building your business, one way that you can see that if it's profitable is if you're having to purchase more material just to make more product, right? If you have to do that before your inventory date, you know, it's definitely something profitable. If you're running out of materials and you still have funds, it's profitable. Okay. If you're posting it up on social media, you're sharing it with your family and friends, and they're like, you should sell this. Why not? I'd pay for that. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and place my order now. It's profitable, whatever it is that you're doing. So for me, it was creating something. I have an actual physical product, right? I do. And here's the thing, guys, I don't just do t-shirts. I love doing tumblers and mugs and all kinds of other stuff. It's fun, right? But the way that I know that it's profitable is that other people want it. Okay. So that's a thing. And also too, I also offer services. I teach people how to do what it is that I'm doing, how to make money with using their passion, turning it into profits. That's another service. There are so many people out there that want that information. They just want somebody that's going to be, you know, well worth working with. So if someone's willing to pay you for your time or your talent, which is your gift, whatever it is that you're good in, it's profitable.
Listen, and truly, 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 like, if you are really trying to get into this heat press and sublimation game, you definitely want to make sure you hit her up for her master classes and stuff. But we'll talk more about that later on in the interview. So what are some basic steps to take to getting started to the hundreds and thousands from the living room? Because y'all, if y'all follow her on TikTok, like, she is serious, for real, for real. I know you kind of talk a little bit about it in your book, but give us just a little bit, because y'all got to buy her book, but give us just a little bit about, you know, how to set up some basic steps to start really turning it into, you know, profitability.
Absolutely. So in the book, we do discuss the foundation of building a business. Okay. So if you're a crafter like myself, you're building something, you're creating something, oftentimes you're doing it outside of your job, or maybe you're that stay-at-home mom, you're creating a product, right? But how do you go about getting it out there into the world? So the foundation is obviously building your business entity. We go over that in the book. Being able to separate your funds from personal to business, that's a huge thing, especially when it comes to taxes. You want to make sure that you're being responsible in that area. Also too, what is it that you're selling? How much product do you need? How many are you marketing, first of all? Because in order for you to even sell product, you have to be able to market. So these are some of the key things that we go over in our master classes, as well as the book. I like to tell people to start off with using social media. Why? Because they already have it anyways. They're already using social media anyways. And if you're spending, you know, 8 to 10% of your day on social media, it might as well be making money for you, right? So definitely start there. There are a bunch of other ways to go about doing it. These are just the ones that I have found have helped me in marketing and building a business. Again, like I said, we do go over it, you know, within the book, and it's just basic foundations. We dive a lot deeper into our one-on-one and our group sessions, our mastermind classes as well. So just keep it in your forefront that while you're doing this from your living room, if you want to take it to the hundreds of thousands, you have to stop thinking like a hobbyist. You have to think like a business owner. I turned my living room into my office and my production studio. And it was like, listen, kids, y'all got this half of the living room and I have this half of the living room. So now it's making that transition between, oh, I just do this for fun versus, no, I do it for fun and people pay me for it. We gotta take that transition out of there. And I see a lot of people who teach, you know, the same things that I teach, which is great. You can find the foundations, right? But here's the thing. Are they going to teach you how to transition that mindset from, you know, crafting mom or hobbyist enthusiast to know this is a legitimate business. Okay. I have product, I have services, and you need to pay me for it. Why? Because you need what I have. And that's where we stop thinking like the hobbyist. I have what you want. I have what you need. And here's how much it is. And stop being afraid to take the money. A lot of hobbyists are so afraid to take the money. Guess what? Heat presses, sublimation ink, t-shirts, they cost money. So we have to be willing to invest in ourselves. And we also have to be willing to say, listen, this is how much I charge for it. As a hobbyist, I lost out on a lot of money because it was like, oh, you're my friend, I'm going to give you a discount. No, stop doing that. Your product is way more than that. You're no longer a hobbyist. Now you're a business owner. Now you have to protect your business like it's your baby, just like you would your craft.
Yeah, so I know that you have been able to really do some really dope things as far as also being a business owner and being able to homeschool your kids, which is like super amazing. Because I know like a lot of people are going into business for themselves because they're trying to reclaim their time. So definitely that's one of the things that I know I personally admire about you. You're also a minister at your church and you do a lot of stuff in your church. So like, that's super dope. Like, I think that people also need to know that turning your hobby and your habits into profitability also will help you reclaim your time as well, because I think that we're living in a time where, you know, now since the pandemic, people have really realized that it's time to really restructure and reclaim our family time and how important that is. Like, I know you can kind of speak to that a little bit as far as you know, how you do it all, because I know a lot of people sometimes don't want to start businesses because they're like, how can I do it? You know, a job, they have a job mentality of, okay, I know that if I have a job, I'm going to be from here to here at this point and that point. But really, in a way, you're still, you know, at that company's liberty. So can you speak a little bit more to the freedom that it's given you and how it's helped you reclaim your time?
Absolutely. So here's the thing. Yes, I'm a business owner. Yes, I educate my children full time, which as a previous educator, that's before I even went into business on my own, I was already working at a school. Okay. It is difficult. It is difficult to say these are my office hours, yet it's at the same time as my kids' schooling, right? So you have to create that schedule the same way you would in your job. You have to be able to create that schedule at home. So I know that that's one thing that definitely has helped me. They know from this time to this time, mommy is working. Don't bother me if it's absolutely emergency, you know, or this time to this time, this is their education time. This time to this time, this is when we have our one-on-one family time. And then too, because I work in ministry as well, I'm a full-time minister. So I'm, you know, at the church's call as well. But here's the thing, being able to have the freedom to do those things was what made me want to push even further. So up until 2020, I still worked a full-time job and I would work in the evenings perfecting my craft, right? And then when COVID hit, it was like that. I was afraid at first to go full-time, to really put my business out there full-time. And so COVID-19 really helped me get out of that comfort zone of being situated with my job. I was already a director at a school and we were at a crossroads of where kids aren't going to school. It's mandated for everyone to stay home. Our business is still operating. We still have expenses, but we have nothing coming in because guess what? We've had to halt payments. What do we do? I was forced to either fire some of my staff or to just take a step back and say, I'll take the pay cut. And that's what I did. My majority of my staff did not have the liberty to be able to stay at home without pay. And I did, because again, I had my part-time business to rely on. And trust me, I worked hard at it. You know, during the day, I'm pulling 10 hours a day at the school and I'm coming home and I'm doing another 4 hours in the evening, you know, or whatever it is that I'm giving that time, any extra time that I had, I spent a lot of time putting it into my business. So that way, when I did take that step of working full time in my business, I was already prepared. Financially, I was prepared. Mentally, I was prepared. I had already spoken to my children, and my children are 11 and 5 now. I already spoken to them like, listen, mommy has to make this small sacrifice in order for the big reward or the big gain to happen later on. You know, we love to travel. We love to do all these things. Well, I can't do that working at this job. I have to be able to take that step back. And then it was a one-on-one conversation with me and God, like, Lord, you know, the desires of my heart, you know exactly what it is that I need. I have been a faithful soldier. I'm doing everything that you asked me to do. Show me which way you want me to go. And the clearest thing was, hey, take this pay cut. And when I did that, it opened up so many other doors for God to just pour out blessings. Why? Because now I'm able to work in ministry full time. And guess what? I get paid to do that. I get paid to teach people how to be able to come to the kingdom of heaven, how to be able to receive God in a way that we just enjoy it. And I love doing that. I love talking scripture. I love talking God's word. And so that was one thing where God was saying, you love doing these things anyway. I've given you this gift. You've been running with it. Now it's time for you to reap the benefits, right? So now here I am, I'm at home. I'm working full time in my own business. I can take the clients that I want to take. I have the time to do the things that I want to do. I'm still on the grind though. I'm still pushing forward. I'm still working because guess what? Money doesn't sleep. People, different times of the hours don't sleep. So when America is open, guess what? Europe is closed. When Europe is open, America is closed. Either way, I'm still making money. So I've been able to maximize online as a means as well. I feel like, you know, being a millennial, we kind of have that that natural instinct for technology, which is amazing. It still requires work, but I don't work as hard because I'm doing what I love. I'm already going to do it anyway. I might as well get paid for it. So building a schedule has helped so much. And here's the thing, like most people that work a regular 9 to 5, they know on, you know, Monday through Friday, I'm at work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Guess what? Monday through Saturday, I'm working from 10 to 12, or I'm working from 2 to 4. And my cutoff time really for me is 5 o'clock, because guess what? At least 3 to 4 times a week, I'm working in ministry in the evenings with the many different things that we do. And it's just been a blessing. I can't stress it enough how much more time I have with my kids, how much more time I have with my parents. And my parents are elderly, so I'm able to spend more time with them, do the things that they want. And I'm their only daughter, so that's been able to help too. You know, building that gap between where things were broken because of lack of time and lack of money. Typically, people have, one of the few things they have is whether it's lack of time or lack of money. And I've just been blessed to be able to maximize on both of them.
That's phenomenal. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Phyllis Hunter, the t-shirt queen, AKA the sublimation greatest. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks. We are back from break. Listen, I have the phenomenal Phyllis Hunter, one of our many moms on the move. She is out here getting to the hundreds and the thousands from the living room. She decided to leave corporate America last year during the pandemic, and she has taken her business to the six-figure realm. Listen, I want to jump back in because you was talking about reclaiming your time and how, you know, your business has given you the opportunity, but you are like a TikTok phenomenon as well. How have you been able to grow your business with TikTok?
Oh, yeah. So TikTok is fun. TikTok is fun. And here's the thing. I post up content because I'm already recording anyway. It keeps me accountable. I like to look back on the things that I've done and see how I can do it better. And so TikTok was a way where most people don't don't believe this. I'm super introverted. I love being in my own space, in my own house, which is why I teach people how to make money from the living room, right? But TikTok was a way for me to be able to get out of my comfort zone without having to do too much, right? Without being scared. So I have a YouTube channel. I don't really post as much on the YouTube channel because it requires a lot more time and a lot more interaction, right? Whereas TikTok, it's a 1 minute video and I can be as goofy as I want. I could be as serious as I want. And I get a lot more feedback. There are much more people out there who do what I do in the crafting world who just need a little bit of help. And so by posting up those videos and I'm responding to people, I'm like, listen, this is how you can do this. We're giving little tidbits. So yes, we have the books, buy the books. They're extremely helpful. Yes, we have our mastermind classes. Definitely get involved with those. But follow us on TikTok because we're still adding value. We're teaching people how to do certain things that they normally would not be able to do if somebody didn't teach them. And TikTok is just a much better way to do it. I'm a super huge fan. And here's the thing, guys, it only takes one video to go viral. So I posted up a video where I was doing DTG printing, which is direct to garment printing. And literally I posted it like 10 o'clock at night. By the time I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was like 200,000 views. And I was like, oh my goodness. And that's what made me want to keep going. Like, you could really get your name out there. People are looking for what you have. You just have to put it out there. So I was just, it was 90% work, but honestly, it was 10% of blessings from God saying, hey, you're worth it. Let me just shoot you a little bit of credibility here. And that just blew up from there.
That's super dope. So I know that you've done it so much that you're able to like go live and do like one-on-one teachings and stuff on there too, right?
Yeah. So once you get to 1,000 followers, you can actually do live videos. And then with each step, whether it's the 10K mark, the 20K, 100,000K, there's so many different things that TikTok offers. You can actually get paid by TikTok if that's what you want to do. But the key number there is 1,000. Once you hit that 1,000, which I promise you, it's so easy to do it. The numbers are endless after that. Everything else that follows just pours right in.
Wow. Okay. Yes. I know that's something else too, that you kind of offer in your coaching, right? You kind of teach people how to build on TikTok as well.
Yes. Yeah. So there's different strategies. So many people use different ones. I just happen to find one that worked for me. And so if those that are interested in marketing their business on TikTok, that is definitely something that we do teach. We teach a couple of different classes. Canva is definitely one of them because it could be used across the board. But yeah, we definitely teach TikTok because that's the new wave. So many more people are going over to TikTok now versus YouTube. And don't get me wrong, YouTube is still very helpful, but TikTok is going to be the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube all in one.
What do you have next coming up for your business, for your brand, for yourself personally?
Yeah. So you know what? We've been working on quite a few things. We are going to start going into pre-launch at the end of the summer for our new book, which is called Boldly Living, The Unashamed Christian's Journey to Freedom. That's definitely in the works as well. We're, like I said, we do a lot of different classes. Not only do I teach people how to start their business, but now we're also offering online courses, which are going to be coming soon. We're in the recording stages right now where that's on demand. So if you're the type of person that doesn't want to be engaged in a major class, you have the opportunity to be able to sit down on your living room couch or your bed and, you know, click the videos and go step by step as we walk you through how to build your business. That's coming. Also too, I do work with an organization called Team 100 out in Arizona. It's a growing organization where basically it's community-based, it's faith-based, and it's a networking opportunity for business owners and entrepreneurs where we actually take the time to learn as entrepreneurs how to build our business. Also, too, how to teach others in the community to do that well while impacting the community. So right now we've got a back-to-school supply event that's going on where you can donate the back-to-school supplies as well. So definitely reach out to me with that because we're collecting a lot. Our children are our future, and if we're not investing in them, who's going to do it, right? So, correct. Yeah, so that's another thing that's going on. I mean, we've got so much We've got so much going on, and I'm really excited. I'm grateful that the Lord is just opening so many doors. And keep in mind too, with the new book that's coming out, that's just the first series. We're planning on a 4-part series minimum each year. We'd like to be launching those books. So the first one, check it out, coming at the end of the summer.
Dope, 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 dope. So where can we find you on social media?
So we're on Facebook, New Life Apparel. That's NULYF Apparel. Also on TikTok, you can follow us, New Life Apparel with the underscores. We're on YouTube as well as TikTok. It's A New Life. And then check out our website too. It's anewlife.com. You can put in your orders for custom orders if you want to. If you want to get the books, they're definitely on the website. It's anewlife.com. If you'd like to enroll in the classes, they're also on the website. Everything else you can find on the website, and visit us on social media. I mean, we take the time to literally get to know each of our people that we work with. Also too, we just have a lot of fun. That's all what it's all about. Spreading the gospel, having a lot of fun, and impacting the world.
Yes, come on, trifecta. Listen, thank you so much for coming on today. I know you are for real on the move, you're busy, and I just definitely thought that the world needed to know how to get access to you, your story, and to be encouraged that they could be doing anything. Like, literally, you could take something that you just like to do, stress relief. I think that one day I'm gonna be an artist, you know. I've definitely liked to paint. That's kind of one of my stress relievers, but you know, we'll see what the future holds for that. But nonetheless, y'all know my motto is never not a time to become. As you can see, the trend here has been definitely, definitely, definitely. People made the most out of last year being indoors to leap into their becoming. Listen, there's still time for you to take the leap into your becoming. I hope that you see that it's possible, no matter what your situation is, what your everyday life is, you can still take the leap. Bet on yourself. It's the best bet you will ever make in your entire life, outside of choosing God. But I believe betting on you is better, also betting on him, because it's telling him that you trust him, that everything that he's put into you, you know, will work. Everything about you is good, right? So amen. With that being said, you can definitely follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and you can hit my website at imustbecome.com. And then everywhere else is I Must Become and the number one. I look forward to chatting with you, taking you to the next level, and becoming a total package. Also, meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. I love you for real. Peace.